Daily Manna from the Torah, Parasha Vayechel, and he caused them to gather. Week 22, 5th Aliyah. They made upright frames of acacia wood for the tabernacle. They overlaid the frames with gold and made gold rings to hold the crossbars. They also overlaid the crossbars with gold. Exodus 36, verses 20 in verse 34. What does the gold-covered wood symbolize? Wood symbolizes the human nature. Gold symbolizes the divine. Each frame of the tabernacle symbolizes a righteous member of the Eternal's congregation. The first of these two verses says that the frames had to be placed vertically. The Hebrew text says that they had to be standing. The second text says that the frames had to be overlaid or covered with gold. From the first text, we can learn that when the Eternal wants to form his house of mortal men, he doesn't wish for them to be lying, crushed, ashamed, or humiliated, but rather standing up, lifted up, and walking straight, as it is written in Leviticus 26, verse 13. And it says, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, that you should not be their slaves, and I have broken the bars of your yoke and made you walk erect. The second text shows us that there is, in order to form a house for the Eternal, that we must be covered with the divine. There are many divine features and things given to us from heaven, and all of them are meant to cover the righteous ones. The Torah, divine justice, the Messiah, the power of the Spirit, divine nature, incorruption, immortality, etc. On the other hand, the Eternal has already given us these things by grace, but on the other hand, we have been overlaid with them completely yet. That's why we have given the Torah's narration that accounts for all these things having to be done by Bezalel and his team of workers. On the one hand, we already have it, but on the other hand, we have to make an effort to achieve it. Through salvation, you have been lifted, so you don't have to be crushed anymore. Get up and walk upright, because your Elohim has redeemed you from bondage in Messiah Yeshua. Receive the divine by grace, not by works, but at the same time, make an effort to totally be completely overlaid with it. Rather, clothe yourselves with the Lord Yeshua the Messiah. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Clothe yourselves with humility toward one another. Romans 13:14, Colossians 3:12 through 14, 1 Peter 5:5. Kol Tuv, all the best, and Shalom.